Welcome to Mine and a Distant Sun's Ask Me Anything. I'm
Lunchy. Hello, I'm a distant sun.
Our last question from Calicuria so far is to do with music and or sound effects. Are we yes or no about them? When, where, why? And if we have recommendations for Podfix that did either music or sound effects well?
Considering the people you're asking, I think the answer is a very enthusiastic yes!
Yeah, I think probably at this point. Okay, here's the deal. Like, I remember the time when people were fighting about whether or not music should be had a place in Podfix.
What?
Yeah, like there were...
Of all the things to be fighting about.
Oh, there were Podfic meta posts where people were like, you know, people don't enjoy having music in the Podfic and like all this and that stuff. And I'm like, I like putting it in my Podfic. I am the one that is doing the Podfic.
Mm-hmm.
I think my likes and dislikes probably trump this hypothetical listener.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but if you don't like music in a Podfic, it is not that difficult to stick the file in Audacity, chop the music out, re-export it, Bob's your uncle, you're done.
I mean, maybe that's just too, like, that is an effort that people are not willing to exert.
It takes 5 minutes. But no, I have done it.
Having to download an app to do a thing, like, I have not done things because I'm like, I've got to download an app? No, fuck that. And then, like, it's a hurdle. Like, I can understand, like, people's unwillingness to want to listen to a thing that they, you know, whatever, to, like, patch a file or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And the solution of that is obvious, you know, is, like, you don't listen to ex-Podficker's things if you know that they have a tendency to do a thing that you don't like. It is not any skin off of anybody's back. No one's going to get hurt. You don't like the way that I did the thing. That's okay.
Yeah.
That is super fine. I'm not going to change the way I do the thing, though.
Yeah, and, I just, that's honestly, because I came kind of after all this brouhaha came up, coming in after it's all been resolved and settled, you look back on things like that and think, what on earth was all the fuss about?
Some people, you know, like they went to the effort of like having like a version with music and a version without music.
Yeah.
I guess that's quite a simple thing to do if you're only doing intro and outro music. But for us, but when we insert sound effects and shit in the middle of that, I like there's a lot of timing and stuff that goes into that. So it's not like timing as in like we leave spaces in order for those things to come in. It's not just like simply just remove that track.
Yeah.
We'd have to go back and respace that shit. It's not happening.
No, it's not
happening.
No, sorry. And I mean, I kind of, because I was listening to professional, like, audiobooks and radio plays before I ever came across Podfic, like, they use intro and outro music. They use background sound effects.
Yeah.
So, you know, okay, if you don't like them, fair enough, but don't tell people that they can't use them. Like, that's just, what?
There is actually quite an interesting thing coming out of, you know, because Podfic is, like, fan-made and, you know, personal preference and stuff like that, what's kind of looking to be happening is, you know, it's becoming this hybrid of audiobook plus radio play.
Yeah.
Because of just those, like, if, you know, knock on the door type stuff and... And, like, simplistic sound effects that Podfickers are like, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Like, and that's kind of... what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you take, like, the popularity of something like Cabin Pressure, which nobody had ever heard of until Benedict Cumberbatch got famous, but, you know, something like that.
Yeah, right.
I think kind of, at least for people who are into the Sherlock side of things, which is a pretty big slice of the Podfic fandom pie.
I mean, I think we're all pretty satisfied that we all the Sherlock people are like, yeah, Cabin Pressure is great.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. If you haven't heard it, go listen now. Turn this off and go and listen to Cabin Pressure. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is fun. You will enjoy. Giles is in it. Anthony Shorthead is in it.
Yes, he is.
It's so good. We have gone off topic.
We have.
We're a definitive yes for both our music and sound effects. When, where, why?
When the story requires it, which is the simple answer. The more complex answer is if you're looking in a text and you're seeing something that indicates that there is a sound that's being that is impacting on the action or that the character is responding to. I think those are kind of the points where you would consider putting in a sound effect. And then you have to look at things like, okay, is it going to break the flow of the story? Is it going to fit in this particular space, you know, and all those sorts of things need to be considered. Like, I think we went into this a bit in the Trope Bomb free talk.
We'll summarize, yeah. Whatever.
But yeah, basically, you know, if it, stick it in there. If it sounds good, keep it. If it doesn't, get rid of it.
Yeah. Obviously, there's more leeway for us as podfickers because we try to keep true to the intentionality that we believe is in the text.
Yes.
So if a thing does not convey well that we feel audibly doesn't really do the job, then we will somehow, we'll try to find a way that makes it clear for the listener what's happening or enhances the listener experience.
The listening experience, yeah.
So
a lot of sound effects I find are about immersion. So
So here's the thing. What do you consider are sound effects?
So background noises, things like, your door knocks, your doorbells.
What about things like sighing, gasping?
Those, I would argue, are non-textual, that's part of the reading for me. Those are, they're non-vocals, but they are part of the text, if indirectly.
Hypothetical. and this is a situation we probably both have come up against. So-and-so is woken up by snoring.
Yes.
Right? Now, for me, when I read that, I would make some sort of snoring, and then I would say so-and-so was woken up by snoring.
Mm.
For me, that feels like the listener is like, oh, somebody's snoring.
Yep.
So-and-so is, and then you get into the flow of the narration. That is how I would change it. Obviously, the writer did not put in
the snoring, the Zeds.
Right? But I feel that it is more fun to listen to, to have that in there. And then I would include it. That is simplistic enough for me to do, and I would do it. It was not written there.
Yeah.
So just like when you did the lumberjack, when Sid's teeth was chattering the entire time.
Yeah. But that's a performative choice more so than a sound effect, I would think. Just for me personally, I would consider sound effects as being separate from the performance.
Mm.
They're kind of additional add-ins in the background.
Okay.
Your sighs and,
would be performative.
They're performative choices.
Mm.
They're non-vocal. I don't know how you say something that's not in terms of an intelligible word. I've never found that actual word that describes that. That thing where you don't actually say any words.
I got nothing, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the sound has meaning, but you don't actually say any words. So if anyone knows what that's actually called, please let me know, because it's been driving me bonkers for years.
I feel like it's paralinguistic, but
maybe, yeah.
It's probably under the parameter of paralinguistic. But that also covers gestures and shit, so it's not, it's not concise. Yeah. Anyway, for me, it is exactly what Sunny said. Plus, can I be asked? Can I be asked to go and find this thing that I know will probably make the thing better?
Mm.
9 times out of 10, I will get off my ass and I will do it.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, because we have things like YouTube and stuff like that, it's very simple to go and just grab the thing.
Yeah.
Just put a search in and grab it and then put it in there. The extra effort required to go and get sound effects. If you hear sound effects in a podfic, know that the podficker had to spend time trawling through whatever sound effect archive they were going through and listening to all the available ones that they had and making a choice or having to reenact it themselves. So there was actually a lot of extra work in there that they didn't have to do in order to try and do this thing.
Yeah.
I am aware of that. And as we have already established, I'm really lazy. So that extra work, sometimes I can be asked and sometimes I cannot be asked. And you will know the ones where I can be asked and you will never know the ones that I could not be asked.
Yeah. Because, I'm thinking if we move on or get ahead of ourselves slightly to the Rex, two of the ones that pop up immediately for me are both yours. You're the two Merlin ones. The drastically redefining protocol was one, and your pairing Pendragon Merlin was the other. Both of those, I remember listening to those and just being like, wow.
I think for the time and also for the fandom in Merlin, I don't recall anybody else doing sound effects or any kind of manipulation, audio manipulation at that time.
I certainly don't remember. Granted, there have been, I'm sure there have been others, and there probably are a lot, but the only other one that I can really think of that was using music and in terms of as a sound effect rather than just an intro and outro was some Penny's Inception, the Steinway verse.
Oh, that came after.
Was that after?
That came after, yeah. But no, well, definitely that audio thing was, I know it came before because Written by the Victors obviously came before.
Yeah, again, I haven't listened to that.
For our time, our collective time. I guess this means that I was before you, which is funny because you're older than me.
Yeah, go on, rub it in a bit more, Lunchy, go on. I have an elephant's hide, I can take it.
It's out of love. It's not bad. I like now that it's no longer, it's just a thing now. It's just a thing that people choose to do and not to do.
Mm.
We've gotten to a point where enough people have just gone together and said, this is how we're going to do things. We're going to put intros, we're going to put outros, we'll probably put some sound effects in there. Yeah. And then new podficers who come by those podfics that have been influenced by whoever it was, Written by the Victors, PM, I get like a significant amount of feedback concerning pairing Pendragon Merlin and also Shadows on the Wall, which
I've listened to that one.
So Sherlock BBC fan fiction and basically John has
Is that the
voices.
One where he was psychic? Yeah, that's been tagged on my to listen list for a while.
But people seem to enjoy that a lot. I remember when I was doing it, it was me trying to like
time-consuming.
Yeah, it was basically once I decided on how this was going to go, then from then on it was fine. Those are the two things that come back a lot to me and where people specifically point out like they really enjoyed
the
these
effects.
Sound effects.
Yeah.
Of that. And of course with the pairing Pendragon Merlin, it's because it was multimodal.
Yeah.
Because they were communicating through email and through real life and through Google Docs and all this kind of thing.
Yeah, so and it's a very visual medium, especially when you've got a lot of
chat text.
Yeah, all that. Right. How do you convey that in audio?
Yeah.
And I think you did really well with that.
You know, the funny thing is, like, I don't remember that time anymore because it was, like, ages and ages ago.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, goldfish memory. Elephant hide, you. Goldfish memory, me. So for people who are listening to it for the first time and they're like, you know, telling me like, man, this was really great. I literally cannot remember the things that I do because I don't listen back to my own podfix. That is the worst thing. Like my hell would be me having to re-listen to all the shit that I've done. Oh my God. Like if you ever wanted to torture me, you would just have to put on the things that I have done and I would just be mortified. And die again.
Dear, dear, dear.
I'd cut out my own ears. It would just, I don't want to do that.
I mean, there's a lot in my back catalogue that I can't listen to anymore just for in terms of, like, sound quality and performance issues.
Yeah.
Like, I get about 5 seconds in and just go, oh, God, no.
But you know what, though? I mean, it's good in a way because those things helped you evolve into the reader that
did,
you are today.
They did.
They were a necessary step into... like your formation your current formation.
Yeah, I think of all the JE podfic that I did, like I think there's maybe two that I can actually still stand to listen to, maybe three.
Yeah, right. But what's really valuable for me at least is that people still find joy in those earlier works. And that's the only reason why I've not taken steps to like take those things down is because people still enjoy them. And that's just because they don't have our hang-ups.
No, that's true.
They don't have our hang-ups. And so you just let it go and they just like the things. So it's really nice.
Yeah.
It's really nice. It is unfortunate though, because like if things were made years and years ago, I don't.
Yeah, well, I mean, people are listening to the story. They're not listening to your performance.
Yeah. I feel bad, though, because, then they give me the feedback, and I'm like, I really wish I remembered the incidences that you were referring to. I don't. I don't. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I really appreciate it. Like, I super appreciate that kind of feedback. I really do. It's that kind of feedback actually feeds onto what you do later. Mm. Or like what you do in the future, because then,
absolutely,
you know, it's just like you can't have a meaningful conversation about that particular thing with that person just because you don't remember, well, I don't remember that anymore.
Yeah.
But it does inform the things that I do
now.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it still makes a significant impact is what I'm trying to say. I'm not, like, it's not futile to your comments. It does impact the person going forward.
Very much.
Yeah.
I mean, Anna Unfolding, I always, like, up until recently, I was quite conscious of keeping intros and outros, especially intros, down to 30 seconds.
All right.
Just because, like, it annoys me personally when I'm listening when intros personal go for a long time.
Mm.
But I used to do it to a minute, and then it just got to a point where I felt like, no, no, even a minute is too long. 30 seconds max, 30 seconds max.
Mm.
And then Anna Unfolding happened to tweet something about how much she enjoyed listening to the intro of the Sid Gino Generation Kill podfic that I did.
Nice.
I hope we get it right before they get it wrong or something. Yeah. Something like that.
Hope we get it right before they get it wrong.
That's it.
Bears, et cetera.
Yeah, that one's by iBear.
Yeah.
The only reason that one ended up being as long as, like, the intro ended up being, I think, about a minute, maybe a minute 20 odd. The only reason that ended up being as long as it was is because I absolutely love that song.
Mm.
And it's kind of, it fits so perfectly with the story. It's When the War is Over, which is a seminal Australian anti-war song. You just, everybody and their dog has covered it down here.
Yeah.
So,
such a great song.
It is. It's brilliant. Such I don't know why song. It hasn't taken off overseas.
No taste. Maybe it wasn't the right time.
Maybe not. It
wasn't the right time. Maybe not. And the war is not over for them.
No, that's true.
So,
but yeah, it was just, that was a perfect sound. And Anna happened to tweet and saying just how much she enjoyed really immersing herself in the music at the beginning and, like,
get yourself in the kind mood.
Yeah, just kind of basking in the choice that the pod figures made. You know, there is a reason that they've chosen this particular piece of music.
That's right, yeah.
And I looked at it and I thought, wow, I've never really thought about it that way. But yeah, you're kind of right. So, well, not kind of, you are right.
Yeah.
So
definitely chose it for a reason.
Yeah. It is okay to have things that are a minute or even possibly longer if, you know, if you feel that the song is, you know, that perfect for the fit.
Mm. Yeah, because I remember you emailing me about, like, when you were deciding on the song choice, and, like, definitely we had to go with When the War Was Over.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
No, like, question.
You sent a list, and I'm like, clearly it is The War Is Over, right?
Yeah.
And then it was just, like, choosing the versions, and which version to use,
yeah.
It's a fun thing for podfickers to, and again, it's extra work.
Yes, like, but
it's extra work that you want to, not you have to, but you feel like you want to go and find something that sets the mood.
Absolutely.
For the listener to go into it or informs the listener what you were thinking about when you were going into the story.
Just choosing intro and outro music is kind of one of the big steps, I suppose, for me in the process of podficking, because I generally won't go on to record something unless I have a song that I feel is absolutely perfect for it. I literally won't start until I've got the intro and outro done.
Yeah.
It's almost half the battle of actually getting something to a point where I can edit it.
When you know the song, it's great. When you don't know the song, oh, fuck.
Trawling through iTunes on shuffle, just desperately hoping something will come up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually, there's a, like I said, Gino series that I've been thinking about podficking for a while.
Yeah.
But I haven't found the perfect song for it yet.
So it's not happening yet.
It hasn't happened yet in the sense that I haven't even bothered to email the author to ask for permission yet because I haven't found the song. You know, that's how kind of central music is to the process of podficking for me. I won't even bother kind of going through the protocols of attempting to get permission or even starting on it because the music's not there.
Yeah. Right.
And if the music's not there, then what's the point?
Oh, I think we should also bring out the fact that we also try as much as possible to use, like, local music.
Yes, we do.
We enjoy shoving local music in there because it's something of us that we are like.
Yeah. If there's an Australian song that I can use that fits, then I will use that over any other type of music 100 times over.
Yeah. For The State of Marriage, it was I used Jessica Mowboy's song.
Yes, yes,
she's
that's
a,
right.
such a great Australian singer.
She is.
She's wonderful. Her vocal control is off the charts. But she hasn't done well overseas, no. maybe because she doesn't have a great songwriting team. Like, she's a singer, but she doesn't write her own songs. So, like, it's just dependent on the material that she gets. But she's so great. So you kind of want to... be like, you know, to the people who do listen to this podfic, maybe if you like
this particular snippet, hey, yeah. this is the artist, maybe you should go and check out their other stuff.
Yeah, if it pleases you, like, I would also recommend this song. So it's kind of like recommending a song as well as recommending a fic. Very pleased every time someone comes back and says, like, I actually really enjoyed this song and I went and I sorted out and I listened to it. That happened on the
Fractured Bone.
That's it. That's one. It. Close Fracture. I used Matt Corby's Brother.
Ooh.
Great song. One person commented back and was like, I've been listening to that song on repeat.
Oh, because awesome.
Because of this podfic. Like, had nothing to do with, I don't even know if there was like a PS, by the way, I liked how you read it. Like, all I read was like, I like the Matt Corby song. I'm like, yes.
My job is done. Yes.
There is satisfaction for us if there is a comment about the music.
As well.
Because and we or... spent time.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Do you have any recs for podfics that did either music or sound effects really well?
Well,
I've already mentioned two and they're both yours.
My recommendation is Written to the Victors.
Yeah.
Written by the Victors, the SJA one. It is by various podfickers. You will be delighted. It is so good. So good. And a recent one that I've really, really enjoyed. And it's very, very short. If you are familiar at all with Night Vale, you will love it. It is Open and Notorious. They use the elements from the Night Vale
radio series.
Yeah, the Night Vale podcast itself. They get their music from Disparition.info. Oh, that's another one. Like, Revolutionary Joe did The Temporal Tornado. It's written like an episode of Night Vale itself. So when Revolutionary Joe podficked it, and I believe it is also podficked by somebody else, but...
you know the Rev Joe one.
Yeah, I know the Revolutionary Joe one. So she did it in the style of, you know, Cecil Baldwin, got all the Disparition sound effects in there, got the, you know, the weather in there, and really had such a great crack at it. Like, it's so good. If you enjoy Night Vale at all, I really recommend Open and Notorious and The Temporal Tornado.
Awesome.
Podfix. If you, like, and that'll cover your base for music and sound effects. It's,
wow.
They are really great. Night Vale is a really great fandom for podfixers. It's so fucking good.
And yet it's funny because everybody uses the music from Disparition. I'm disinclined to, just because that's what everyone else does and I have to be contrary.
That's fine, but it's only like because you know, the Temporal Tornado is an actual, like, they wrote it as an actual episode of Night Vale.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, welcome to the community radio. Like, you know, that is how they've written it. It's the first, like,
so
first
it's
person,
a,
blah, blah,
blah. So, yeah, it's like a fan episode.
It's
rather
a fan
than...
episode.
Yeah.
It's a fan episode. And so, like, that Disparition in there is great.
So that's where it fits. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. I did not explain that well. I'm sorry. Those are my recommendations.
I've been racking my brains here while you've been thinking, but I honest to God cannot think of anything else. Your DRP... Pairing Pendragon Merlin and Penny's Steinway verse with the music.
Yeah, right. Inception, yeah?
Yeah, that's Inception. Inception, yeah, that's an Inception AU where Arthur is training to be a concert pianist, I believe.
And
Eames is the opera singer.
Just in case any new listeners are like, who's Penny? She is Penny Plainness.
Yes. She was another giant when I came in, but yeah, she's kind of
backed off a little bit nowadays.
Yeah.
Do we have any closing thoughts about music and all sound effects?
Use it. Don't be afraid of it.
Yes, if you like.
Have a crack at it. It's fun.
Yes.
Trust us.
Music by Disparition inserted here.